Good evening, Aaron. Yeah, it's hard to even explain what it feels like in Washington, D.C. tonight. The entire city is locked down. You see the National Guard and the police behind me. That is literally what you see on every single block in this city. They have these checkpoints set up, and it's at one of those checkpoints that police stopped a pickup truck, and they say they found a man inside with a gun and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Washington, D.C. feels more like a fortified war zone. Everything around the Capitol is closed off. The fence erected around the Capitol now has barbed wire on it. Thousands of National Guard troops continue to arrive from around the country,
283-167.
Getting their weapons right outside the Capitol building.
We're building to 21,000. Our posture is aggressive. I'm just going to stay that way through the inauguration.
And Capitol Police have already made one disturbing arrest leading up to the inauguration. Police arresting 31-year-old Wesley Allen Beeler of Virginia yesterday evening. They say he was stopped at a security checkpoint with an unauthorized inauguration credential, and officers found a gun and more than 500 rounds of ammunition in his truck. Streets stretching all the way from the Capitol building to the White House are shut down, and the National Mall is closed to the public. Many businesses boarded up their windows as the FBI warns of possible threats. Authorities will allow protests during the inauguration in designated areas, but protesters will be screened before they're allowed to enter. Security is even tight for inbound Washington, D.C. flights. Homeland Security has dogs sniffing all carry-on bags before boarding. The mayor of Washington, D.C. is encouraging everyone to stay away from the Capitol.
I want to reiterate my request to Americans to enjoy this 59th inauguration of the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States from home.
Capitol Police say these are unprecedented security measures in Washington, D.C. Basically, you've got a green zone and a red zone, and the closer you get to the Capitol building behind me, the more heightened the security is, and it's expected to only get more intense the closer we get to Inauguration Day. Live in Washington, D.C., Brian Enten, News Nation.